This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on some voting suppression is being stopped. Luckily, in some states, we're still finding that the law is thankfully on our side. We've mourned the fact that in Kansas, they're standing with their arms folded in front of the door holding the ballot box for thousands, despite losing in court at every turn as Republicans led by their rabid Secretary of State spuriously attempt to block some 13,000 or more citizens from the right to vote, at least in local and statewide elections where they are just outside the boundaries of the law. We would call it shameless, except that it is all a raw political calculus of maintaining power literally by hook or crook. In Texas, for the fourth time in about 5 years, voter ID laws have been overturned, this time by the arch-conservative Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, which says something about how brazen and transparent their disregard for the simple and equal access of a voter's right to the ballot was in Texas. Even though holding the ID laws unconstitutional, they essentially sent it back to the state without actually exactly overruling, but instead demanding that the state come up with some alternative procedures to allow largely low-income and minority voters some viable alternative to allow them to vote. Suggestions included accepting alternative forms of identification that were more common and less discriminatory. Some may remember that a student ID was not satisfactory as identification for voting in Texas, but for some reason a gun license was hunky-dory. They also suggested the voting registration card itself, sent dutifully to the registered voter at their home, would also be satisfactory. Because remember, this blatant effort to deny voting access was to voters already ready and able to vote, and duly registered and certified by the state. Finally, they even suggested, as Louisiana and other states even allow, that a voter could sign an affidavit certifying their identity, if lacking any other identification, and then proceed to vote. None of this is a perfect solution for an almost unheard-of infraction, but at least Texas has been stopped from disenfranchising lower-income and minority voters once again until they come up with something newer and less obvious. Now comes an even more telling smackdown of the North Carolina ID law in almost record speed. A federal appeals court, this time the fourth, not the fifth, struck down North Carolina's voter identification requirement, upending voting procedures in this crucial battleground state slightly more than 3 months before Election Day. In holding that the legislature did not enact the challenge provisions with discriminatory intent, the lower court seems to have missed the forest in carefully surveying the many trees. The Fourth Circuit panel said of the district court ruling that upheld the law passed by the Republican-controlled General Assembly. This failure of perspective, they said, led the court to ignore critical facts bearing on legislative intent, including the inextricable link between race and politics in North Carolina. The appeals court added later, faced with this record, we can only conclude that the North Carolina General Assembly enacted the challenge provisions of the law with discriminatory intent. Finally, a court didn't play footsie with the situation and hit the nail on the head. They saw discrimination and unmasked it without bothering to spend much time or trouble dissecting the rationalizations by the legislature. These are three significant victories, but it's hard to believe they will stem the tide of so many efforts in so many other states to do anything possible to deprive the vote of minorities, Hispanics, and African Americans. The message is clear that the courts know they're up to no good, but this seems to be a contest for survival for the Republicans in many states who are more than willing to shred any Democratic pretense in their efforts to remain in power by any means possible. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.